This is your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, December 23rd. I'm Lisa Young. Delta Police and law enforcement partners raided two businesses where illegal gambling allegedly took place. It is the second such raid in the 7th Judicial District within days. The Delta Police served search warrants last Friday at 220 Main Street, known as the Beehive, and also at 721 U.S. Highway 50, known as Time to Go Fishing. Delta Police Department's announcement stated that an arrest was made but did not identify the suspect. The Olathe Police Department conducted a similar raid with the Colorado Bureau of Investigations help last Wednesday at 309 Main Street in Olathe at a business known as the Fishing Hole Skilled Gaming. Olathe Police Chief Travis Thompson said he is not aware of any direct ties between the Fishing Hole and the Delta businesses that were raided. More on this story can be found at DeltaCountyIndependent.com. 15 North Fork High School students pitched their businesses and nonprofit ideas at an event on December 17th, and all received funding. Marty Derlin reports.
This year, North Fork High School teacher Clara Penna used her advanced multimedia class to introduce a pilot program for young entrepreneurs. Using a curriculum developed by Homegrown Pathways, a nonprofit aimed at empowering rural students.
I have 15 incredible creative students who I thought would be perfect, especially while this is still kind of in the pilot mode. I thought it would be fun for us to try it. I really like when students work on projects that have some kind of real-world outcome. So whether that is producing a film or creating a podcast or printing a t-shirt or doing this where they create an idea from start to finish and get real funding for their idea, I think it's so powerful and like memorable for the students. And I think it's projects like these that really do kind of like spark those next steps.
The 10th to 12th grade students pitched a variety of projects, including three that are already up and running: a cleaning business run by Sydney Palmer, a photography business headed by Anya Ullman, and a hot sauce company. Here's Gray Branham talking about his fledgling endeavor.
I'm planning on starting a hot sauce business with my father, Chris Geyer, and pretty excited for this. It's a great opportunity. The money I get from my business, I plan on using for college. I want to major in astronomy, probably astrophysics, and I'd get a minor in art.
Anya Ullman wants to build on her photography work.
I am starting my photography business. I've done volunteer photo shoots for family and friends before, but this program has given me the opportunity to push it and turn it more into a future career pathway.
Remy Verani Pliner wants to help people plan their interior spaces.
I've always really loved walking into a beautifully decorated space, and I just think that helping people live in a pretty or more comfortable environment is just a worthy goal for a future career path.
Casey Daguerre had an unusual project.
We're starting a group in the school called the Out the Door Gang, and we're trying to get $1,000 to be able to get kids outdoors for free, because whenever it started out, I couldn't afford to go out. So I felt bad. I'm like, students should be able to do that. So I'm working through the Nature Connection, which I work as a student ambassador. And I don't have any active businesses or any that I want to do except for the Nature Connection. Nature Connection's a big part of my life.
Based on 2-minute pitches from the students, three judges, including Delta County Superintendent of Schools Karen Gibson, allotted about $7,500 in seed money. Spark Lab founder Colin Lacey presided over the awards.
I grew up here on the Western Slope. I'm a graduate of Ridgeway High School. I've been leading entrepreneurial and career pathway work for about 15 years nationally. I moved my family back here about 12 years ago and had always wanted to bring back work that I was doing nationally. There's limited opportunities for young people to explore entrepreneurial passions and interests, and especially to receive direct support to be able to develop those ideas, those concepts, whether that's through entrepreneurship or a social nonprofit venture. And that became the seeds for Homegrown Pathways and for Spark Lab in particular as a youth pre-accelerator model. This is the first year we're running the program during the regular school day, embedded within classes within Delta County Schools, Montrose County Schools, and the Ridgeway districts. So this is a special moment for us. And this morning had our pitch event at Olathe High School.
After saying encouraging and complimentary things to each of the students, Lacey had a special announcement.
So, Casey, you pitched for $1,000 to support access for students, regardless of their financial circumstances, to be able to enjoy and learn through outdoor programs run by the Nature Connection. Now, we weren't able to get to $1,000 specifically, but with Superintendent Gibson's leadership and with funding through the Western Slope Schools Career Collaborative, rather than provide $1,000 in funding for needs-based outdoor experiences for youth, we will be providing $18,000.
Casey also received $500 for his project support, planning, and outreach to other students. For the KVNF Regional News, I'm Marty Derlin.
Kwanzaa is an annual celebration of African American culture from December the 26th to January 1st. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, KGNU's Abby O'Brien spoke with Raylan Rabaka of CU Center of African and African American Studies about the history of the holiday.
The seven principles of Kwanzaa are called the Nguzo Saba, which is Kiswahili for seven principles. It begins with umoja. Umoja is the first principle. It means unity. This is where we're supposed to come together. I feel like John Lennon. We're supposed to come together and spread love, not simply for each other, but for the broader community, for our neighborhoods, for the broader society, and in fact, for the whole world. So there's a love ethic at work in Kwanzaa. After umoja, you have concepts like kujichagulia, which means self-determination, that it's very important for African Americans to have a say-so in their own destinies and in their daily lives. For so long, we lived in periods of bondage. Being able to determine things for ourselves becomes really, really important. There's also a powerful concept of ujamaa, means cooperative economics. We're talking about, it's what they call like a Buy Black campaign, where it was really important for folks to support Black businesses, that we're not going to have Black businesses if we don't support Black businesses. And so this was a time in the 1960s where African Americans were finally getting an opportunity to create a lot of their own businesses, and they wanted to remind the people that it's really important to make sure that some of our money stays in our community. A lot of times, you know, as you know, with African Americans, they would spend money elsewhere in a lot of other communities. And so that was a major concept back then that still carries over to this day. And then there's other really powerful concepts like Nia. Nia means purpose, that we should be living purposeful and meaningful lives. There's also my favorite, at least one of my favorites. I mean, all seven of the principles are my favorites, but another principle called Kaumba. Kaumba means creativity. And since I'm an artist, I have a BFA in jazz studies. And so I'm an avant-garde jazz musician or a free jazz musician. The whole concept of Kaumba, creativity, artistry, innovation, being inventive in everything, is something that's really stuck with me. It's something that has transformed the way that I speak, the way that I dress, the way that I write poetry, the way that I teach my classes and write my books, you know, the whole nine. And so that whole concept of Kaumba. And the last principle of the Nguzo Saba, the seven principles, is Imani, which means faith. We're supposed to have faith in ourselves, faith in our mothers, our fathers, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, faith in our families, faith in our communities, faith in our culture, dare I say, faith in our country. And so this whole notion of faith is going to be really, really important, because we believe it's faith that carried our ancestors from the Middle Passage to where we are today. You got to have faith.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. For more local and regional news, visit kvnf.org. I'm Lisa Young.